Okay, this is another quick sketching tutorial for kids, or anybody really. It doesn't have to be kids. I just started off substitute teaching, so I was trying to keep kids busy. But one of the things I will do is I'll have kids draw a line that's kind of slanted slightly to the right, and it's a little bit skewed here on the camera because of the way that the lens works. And then I'll have them draw another line kind of parallel, semi-parallel, but it's kind of facing up to the left. Okay. And then I have them do this kind of foreshortened circle here in the front and here as well. And then I'll have them do this kind of a boat kind of shape up there, and kind of another foreshortened circle here. And with just a few simple shapes, they have this basic lighthouse. Change the perspective here slightly so you can see it a little better. They have a basic lighthouse drawing, and it's real simple. But then what I do is I kind of start up here a little bit, and I kind of draw down like this, kind of draw back and forth a little bit, because we just kind of want to have random almost shapes. And so we've got basically a lighthouse out here on the point now, and autofocus is going crazy here. I hope this isn't going to be too horrible. And what I want to do now is I want to draw kind of a horizon line that's got just a slight curve to it. Whoops, a little bit skewy there. And I'm going to draw like a little sun, you know, and they tend to like to draw suns with a lot of points and stuff. And then I kind of add this kind of a back and forth thing that gets closer and closer as you get toward yourself. And then what I'll do is I'll go down here and I'll draw a little door, maybe a little thing above the door. And I'll even take like this little meandering path kind of thing. I'll just kind of go back and forth, and then I'll try to match it pretty closely. And it doesn't have to match perfectly because it's a path. And so you can see how you get this kind of a look. And then I'll even put like a little boat out here. Again, I'm not trying to do too careful because kids are going to try to be drawing this, and I don't want mine to really, you know, outshine theirs. So you got this little stuff here, and really probably the smart thing would be to put the boat over here where the path comes down, but it's not in picture, so. You can put some kind of boulders out here in the water, and then, you know, just kind of show them how you can add little ripple effects around the edge. And you know, really, you've got a lot of stuff that you can do out here. You can even put a little island out here if you want. Up here in the sky, you can do the little birds. But rather than just do the M birds like people tend to do, I kind of show them how to add a little bit of a body without, you know, getting too involved, and add a little bit of extra thickness on the inside of the wings. You could do a little bit of extra detail over here. The other thing I like to do is I like to show them how if you add just, you know, a few little simple lines on the sides and maybe some that come down or go up, kind of some random pieces in here, you kind of get the effect of brick. And the other thing is because the sun's coming this way, I explain shadows. And what I'll do is I'll add shadow to one side of the lighthouse over here, and I'll leave the other side real bright. And then I'll have my shadows kind of come out this way, and I'll kind of darken those in as well. So kids will kind of get that kind of perspective, and you can have them do some little dark shadows along one side of the water here, and then maybe even add a little shadow from the boat in the water, add some more waves, etc. So anyway, this is a basic drawing for kids, and they start off with this real simple shape. And again, you kind of get some perspective and stuff when you start adding some other things, you know, add a few little clouds. But you know, this is a good opportunity to show them that clouds aren't always little puffy balls, but you know, sometimes they're just like lines that maybe kind of are kind of meandering like the water in the path. And then, you know, add some out here. And anyway, so pull this up so you get a different perspective. You see how the camera perspective changed. All right. So I hope that's helpful for you, and I hope you have fun with it, and you know, just enjoy. Thank you very much.